what I have read, because I'm not in Uganda at the moment, but from what I have read, it was exactly as expected. It was just exaggeration of the 26 year of the achievements of his 26 year rule. It was blaming everybody except himself for the failures. It was lamentations about things that could have been done and insulting of his opponents. And it was very short on what plans he has to address the grave challenges that the country is facing today.
One of those things the president talked about or did not talk about that, as you said, people were hoping that he would address was that his promise last year to review salaries for public servants. The president did not seem to address that. What's your reaction?
Not surprising at all. It is not the only promise that he did not talk about. He has not done anything in addressing the promises, the many promises he has made. Apart from promising better payment for public servants, he had more importantly made promises for investing in agriculture, which is the biggest employer of Ugandans. About 80% of Ugandans depend on agriculture. But all the promises he made on agriculture, investing in irrigation, research, agricultural financing, agricultural agro-processing, absolutely nothing. No mention about anything that was in that area. In the case of public service employment, he said that they should forget about it because he wants to invest in infrastructure. But he contradicts himself. He says, look, we are spending 1.8 trillion shillings on salaries. If we paid only 1 trillion, we would save 800 that would go to infrastructure. But he has not said anything about how he hopes to cut down on the grotesque cost of public administration. Instead, every day he's creating new districts, new administrative centers, hiring all political failures to give them jobs as part of political patronage. So on the one hand, it's another lamentation. He's saying, I wish I could have to pay less salaries. But on the other hand, he's increasing the expenditure on salaries every day by hiring more people, even if he doesn't increase the pay to each one of them. So there are many, you know, he has not talked about corruption, you know, which he has been promising to deal with, but which escalates every day. He's not talked about the promises he made on the infrastructure, the various roads that he said would be made, the water projects. He has not talked about anything. So it's more of the same, as I have said. It is not surprising at all. It is just that he spent most of the day talking about what has changed in the last 26 years, forgetting that we have been independent as a country for 50 years. 26 of those 50 years has been under his rule. Yet he cannot compare the stock of capital that he found that had been accumulated in the 24 years of turmoil, where we had 7 different leaders of Uganda and violent changes in the 24 years before him. But the capital he found in terms of infrastructure, in terms of the human capital and all other resources is not comparable with what he has been able to add on in the last 26 years.
Dr. Besigye, President Museveni was particularly very critical or maybe ridiculing of the opposition, particularly you, referring to your walk-to-work protest as something that was intended to scare away tourism. He also accused you of attempting to overthrow the Constitution by insurrection.
Yes, but you see, again, he's completely avoiding the point. The point is that the protests would be completely ineffective if they were not popular. What makes them popular is that people have actual grievances. That's why people turn up in large numbers. And so the problem cannot be myself. The problem must be the grievances over which the people are protesting. He's not talking about how he intends to deal with the inflation, which over the whole of the last year has been between 20 and 30%. Even what he suggests as improving salaries in this year, he's only suggesting a 10% increase in salaries against an inflation of 30%. People have lost value, money has lost value by 30%. Unless he addresses the unemployment, which now stands at 85% of the youth in Uganda unemployed. He's not talking about how to address that. That is what people are protesting about. They're not protesting because Besigye is saying, let's go to the streets. People have real grievances which must be solved, or otherwise they will continue protesting.
Dr. Besigye, before I let you go, where does the opposition stand in case the next election? Where are you?
We are not looking at any other election organized by the chief election thief, Mr. Museveni. I will certainly not participate in any election organized in the same way as the rigged elections that I have participated in. That's why we must demand by all ways available to us to have fundamental reforms in the electoral processes, that we can have an independent electoral commission which is not a servant of a candidate, that we can have elections that are not violated by the military and security institutions, that we can have elections where one of the candidates does not raid the central bank and power money into the country to buy votes, and things like that. These must change before we can talk about any other election. Otherwise, we shall focus on protesting against these using all ways available to us.
Dr. Besigye, we thank you very much for talking with us again on Voice of America.
Thank you and have a good day.